The three people I spoke with were referred to me by Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, which helped them fill out and send in their Medicaid applications back in December. Zivar Guillot applied for coverage for herself and her three children on December 5th. Later that month, with the application still pending, the Champaign electrician paid out of pocket when one of her daughters saw a doctor at a Carl Convenient Care Clinic for strep throat. But 3 months later, when Guillot's daughter had to go to Carl again, the state was clearly late in processing the application.
She needed to go again in March, and that time they told me that I should just bring my Medicaid card when it comes through, and they would apply bills retroactively. So I'm just saving the bills on that one.
Waiting. That's what patients and doctors are doing while the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services struggles to process a larger-than-expected number of Medicaid applications. At Promise Healthcare, which operates the Francis Nelson Healthcare Center in Champaign, Executive Director Nancy Greenwald says they've resolved to provide health care to patients with pending applications, knowing that payment for that care may be delayed.
I mean, we learned pretty quickly at the beginning of the year that it wasn't going to be sort of what we had budgeted and projected, and so we've made adjustments.
Greenwald says one adjustment is paying extra attention to when Medicaid applications are finally processed, so they can send a bill to the state immediately. Claudia Lenoff of Champaign County Healthcare Consumer says many doctors' offices are making such adjustments for their patients.
But I think where we're seeing a greater impact on those clients is when they go to the pharmacy.
Lenoff says that patients in Medicaid application limbo usually have to pay for prescription drugs themselves or just wait. That's a concern for one Urbana resident who's asked that we don't give her name for fear that her pre-existing condition could hurt her chances in the job market. Her last full-time job ended in 2012, and her COBRA benefits ran out earlier this year. Once her Medicaid application is processed, she'll have to find a new specialist because her current one is in St. Louis and not covered by Illinois Medicaid. But right now, she's more worried about her maintenance medications. Without them, she says she would be completely debilitated, and she has less than a 2 month supply on hand.
Once my medications run out, I won't have those maintenance drugs either. And if I'm fortunate enough to have the application approved, I will have to go through the process of finding a specialist that can help me with my condition.
The two Medicaid applicants you've just heard about have been waiting longer than the 60 to 90 days the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services is telling people to expect. Champaign resident Jim Bean also waited longer than 90 days, but he says his Medicaid coverage is official now, although only after Champaign County Healthcare Consumers made a phone call to HCFS on his behalf. Bean is unable to work due to hearing loss and back problems following years working as a rock musician and stage rigger. In recent years, he relied on Carl's community care program for discounts on health care and borrowed money from friends to pay for prescription drugs. Now with Medicaid coverage, Bean is optimistic about the future.
The first thing that changed was I'm not worried or concerned any longer about not being able to do maintenance on my health, and let's hope that I don't need to go to the emergency room. But I know that if I do, it's not going to break me.
But for many Medicaid applicants in Illinois, the wait to get their applications processed will continue. Healthcare and Family Services spokesperson Joanna Von Allroth says that her department has processed more than 250,000 Medicaid applications, but had another 500,000 applications waiting. She's not making any predictions on when they'll be caught up. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.